Welcome to Amplify Your Process Safety, the podcast that provides the experience and expertise you need when it comes to process safety and risk management. Our hands-on approach will give you the insight needed, whether you're new to industry or process safety, in a role where you interact with aspects of process safety, or an experienced process safety professional. Join us in our mission to protect people, the companies they work for, and the communities where they operate by making process safety knowledge available to all.
Welcome back to the Amplify Your Process Safety Podcast. I am Rob Bartlett, and thank you for joining us. For this episode, I'm very happy to be joined by our newest team member here at Amplify Process Safety. Maggie Rietsch joins us. She joined the team in February of 2024, and we're very excited to have her on board. Welcome, Maggie.
Thank you. Hello.
So this is the intro. We like to, whenever we have a new team member join, we like to do a little intro podcast so people out there can know a little bit about who our team is and where we come from and how the heck we landed in process safety. So why don't we do that with you? Let's start off with, how about if you tell me a little bit about where you're from, where you grew up and all that sort of stuff?
Yep. So I was originally born in Argentina. I moved to the U.S. when I was five, and I basically spent most of my life down in Naples, Florida, until I moved to Tampa for college.
Boy, that wasn't very far.
Yeah, I wanted to stay close to home.
So you're still in Tampa now, or I'm sorry, you're still in Florida now. You've actually recently moved away from Tampa.
Correct. So moved over to the other coast. I'm out of, just outside of Cape Canaveral, out in Titusville. So see a lot of rocket launches nowadays.
That's not a bad thing. When I was a kid, I used to love astronomy, so I probably would have liked to have been there. And actually, my grandmother spent some time in Melbourne, and I think I actually saw a space shuttle launch back in the mid 80s or something like that, back when it was a big deal that the space shuttle was launching. But anyway, so born in Argentina, basically grew up, raised in Florida, still living in Florida. How about schooling?
Yep. So I went to the University of South Florida, where I graduated in 2019 with my bachelor's in chemical engineering.
Chemical engineering. Why did you choose chemical engineering?
Same reason I think most chemical engineers do. The money was good. I've always been really good at math, and I had a strong affinity for science as well. And so it was pretty early on and sometime in middle school that I knew I wanted to be an engineer. And then my sophomore year algebra teacher told me about chemical engineering, and I liked it. I liked how diverse of a field it can be. You can do a lot with it. So I've kind of stuck with it since. I think my mom thought that was going to change several times when I was in school and calling her crying over exams, but stuck it out. So
We've all been there. I think if you talk to my mom, I think she would tell you that she thought that I was going to be coming home sometime in the middle of my first semester of freshman year. So I think that that's probably comes with the territory of being a chemical engineer, huh? And the money thing, yeah, I was the same way. Although it was a little later for me, I liked science and actually kind of, you know, I was thinking I might actually get into astronomy, but then I found out what those guys made, at least back in the 80s when I was kind of in school. And then I saw a list of starting salaries for engineers. I'm like, oh, well, chemical engineering it is then. So, okay. So you went to University of South Florida, chemical engineering degree. Then what'd you do?
So right after graduation, I actually moved out to Louisiana to go work for Dow just outside of New Orleans. So I was there working as an improvement engineer for our hydrocarbons plant. And about just under 2 years into that, decided to move back to Florida because of the pandemic. So it was early 2021. Things were still pretty locked down. We were a 14-hour drive from my parents, even farther from my husband's family. So we wanted to be closer. Flights weren't really safe then. So moved back, and I went to work for a food and beverage design firm for a little bit. And then after that, I joined Arkema as a process engineer, again in Florida, and started working on some process safety related projects when I was there. So the transition into the process safety, then transitioned into the plant process safety engineer, because it just kind of made sense and we had a need for it. So the plant wasn't PSM regulated, but just trying to do the right thing and implement MOC and procedures and get PHAs done and that sort of thing. That's when I met you all too.
Yeah. So you and I met, what, about a year and a half ago. We're recording this in early March, 2024. About a year and a half ago, you and I met actually in Tampa. And I was training, Molly and I were both training you on the basics of, or the fundamentals of process safety management. And who would have thought that a year and a half later, we'd be having this conversation with you on the team. So I obviously know a little bit about the Arkema site where you were, and you mentioned it wasn't PSM covered, but you guys had some nasty chemicals there.
Yeah, definitely. We had some sulfuric acid and not a final product by any means, but in that you're producing SO2, SO3, so not fun chemicals to be around. And then we also had some pretty nasty amines. So yeah,
all stuff that you want to manage safely, of course. So you start off in kind of, you know, in a plant role, do some design work, end up again in a plant role, and then get kind of exposed to process safety. What was it about process safety that kind of attracted you? Because obviously, I know that you kind of, the longer you were at Arkema, the more you were kind of just focused on the PSM type programs, right?
Yeah. So I think it was a combination of the opportunity was available. And as I was thinking about it, realized just how tied into process safety I already was. So something I always say is when I was at Dow, I didn't think about process safety because that was just how we did things. It wasn't in your face, like we're doing this because of PSM. It was just, you do an MOC, it's part of the project. You have procedures, it's just how it is. And a lot of my projects were actually on safety critical systems. So I had a lot of exposure to that and LOPAs when I was at Dow. And then when the position was available at my plant, just kind of thinking about it and justifying why I would be a good fit for it made me realize that it's actually something I really cared about and had been doing basically since graduating. I had a semester-long process safety course my senior year, right in the last semester. It was made a requirement for all of us graduating. So I had gotten some exposure there to, you know, the textbook version of process safety, and then seeing it in the plant and how it really makes a difference, I think just called me to it, to be there to help people prevent these events.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about what it was like at Dow. PSM was just what you did. And I had a very similar experience when I started my career at DuPont. I started just after the PSM standard came into effect. And of course, a lot of the PSM standard was partly based on a lot of the things that DuPont was doing beforehand anyway. But, you know, the way I kind of explain it to folks is, you know, at DuPont, that stuff was just baked in. And it sounds like it's the same thing at Dow, right? It's just part of the genetic code of working at a DuPont plant back then. Was you did MOCs, you did PHAs, you had procedures, all that stuff. So very interesting. And I find it, you know, when you went to work for Arkema at this particular plant, which had been relatively recently acquired, right? We've had Tim Murphy from Arkema on a couple of times. So, you know, folks in the podcast, you know a little bit about Arkema, and they obviously spend a lot of time on process safety because they handle a lot of hazardous stuff. This, however, was kind of the plant that you were at was kind of new to that game. So it wasn't built into the genome of the culture, right? So what were some of the challenges that you faced with that?
Yeah, I think everybody had an appreciation for the importance of process safety. But it was a shock for me to get to a plant that didn't have all of those safeguards already in place, right? I didn't realize that chemical plants operated that way. And I think that that was a really big shock for me.
You think that's the case? Wait until you get out to some of our clients.
So, yeah, which, I mean, now I've seen it, right? So now I'm like, okay, yeah. I kind of.
Now you're ready for it. Yeah.
But I think one of the challenges is when, and some of our team had seen it, they'd worked at other companies where PSM, you know, was a thing that they were used to. But not everybody on the team, out of the engineers, not everybody on the team had worked in that. And I think, again, everybody appreciated the importance of it, but I don't think everybody understood exactly what it takes to execute yeah. that. And I mean that from a resources standpoint, the amount of time it takes, how many people need to look at an MOC when you've never done MOC before, what things you have to look out for. And I think you have a benefit in doing an MOC for the first time and that you don't want to miss anything. So you might be more thorough, but you also lack the experience of, hey, this question just asks me, has a hazard analysis been done? It doesn't exactly guide you on every single thing that you need to think about. And that comes with experience. So I remember that from when I did my first MOC at Dow. I didn't, the questions, if you know what you're looking for, you know how to answer. But if you don't know, then you don't know what you're missing. And there's no, I don't think there's any feasible way to build that into any MOC program, just because you would spend 5 years on one MOC if you had to answer every single question. But
yeah, so you need a certain level of baseline understanding, right?
Yes. So yeah. I think there's that. But I think the resources was the biggest challenge. Just it was a small team, small plant, not a lot of engineers to divvy up the work. And it's not just PSM that's being rolled out. It's other Arkema programs. When you talk about going from a private equity firm to a publicly traded company that has all of these programs and initiatives that they expect out of all their plants. So it's competing priorities, but I think one thing that I really appreciated was the operators were really the ones that wanted it. We did a PSM boot camp with them. They're like, let's get this out yesterday. I mean, they were for having more procedures and having the management of change process, because at the end of the day, it really only benefits them.
Yeah, they're the ones on the lines, right? They're the ones where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah. They're the ones who show up on a Monday after a different shift has been there, after maybe they've been off for a few days and there's a whole new pump or system installed in their area and they had no idea that it was coming, So it's things like that. They really saw the benefit in it. And I think that motivated me even more to continue building the program and getting over the hurdles
Like for them, because they saw value, that kind of made you want to push a little harder.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. I've had similar experiences. We do a lot of work, as we do a lot of work with different types of companies, and there's sometimes you go in and you're afraid that you're going to get a lot of resistance because, maybe it was OSHA, maybe they got an OSHA violation because they didn't have PSM or something. So it's kind of like they don't, they've never done it. They don't think that they need to do it. And so you think it's going to be pulling. And then sometimes you just get in. And as you say, like the operator's like, oh yeah, we definitely want this. Like we can't get this implemented soon enough. Especially in those areas that, whether it's private equity, whether it's a small, call them a mom and pop sort of a place, mm-hmm. a relatively small, not well resourced from a technical standpoint or maybe a compliance standpoint. But those operators, they're the ones that are handling this stuff day in and day out. And, they're the ones that, for me, that is definitely a big motivation, kind of like you, right? That's a big motivation from my past in dealing with the operators who maybe were involved in incidents or, maybe had some near misses that could have been very bad mm-hmm. for them. We want to make sure that we do what we can to protect those folks and help their companies protect them. So that's fantastic. I guess the last question that I thought I'd throw out there is, you had a few different options, and obviously there's a lot of different types of companies out there. What attracted you to Amplify Process Safety?
Yeah. So the biggest thing was the team. I obviously had met you and Molly already at training. I like the way you guys work. I like the way you taught. And frankly, any new role you start, there's some learning, some training. So I want to have good teachers. And the other thing is, and we've talked about this a little bit, but I think going into consulting really puts me out of my comfort zone of what I've done in the past. And just seeing the opportunities for growth that I have at Amplify, I don't think I would have had anywhere else. So something that I always appreciated about Arkema was the size of the company. Mm-hmm. At Dow, you know, such a large company, you meet people and you can meet people at different levels and everything. But at the end of the day, it's not the same as being at a smaller company where you really get to know everybody on the team. That was something at Arkema, just getting up to. I know you recently did a podcast episode with Mike Washington, like getting to meet somebody at his level and not just meeting once in passing, but actually getting to know that person and them getting to know you. I think you don't get that at any company. So thank you all, just who you are, the size of the company, the opportunities. I think the biggest thing when I talk about growth is getting to delve into all aspects of PSM and R&P, and not just what you see at one plant or maybe at a couple sites, but seeing it across all companies, how it applies in different industries. You know, you have oil and gas, but then you have specialty chemicals and you have pharmaceuticals, and there's just a lot that we do as chemical engineers. So getting exposed to all those different plants.
Yeah, that's actually one of the things that I love about consulting. You know, I've been doing it for quite a while now, and I'm starting to get close to where I've been doing consulting as long as I did everything before that. Not quite, a few more years to go, but I'm getting close. But one of the things that I do love about it is getting to see new processes. And if you come at this with a sense of curiosity of, you know, well, how do you do that? I was at a plant this week and, you know, I won't go into the details, but it was a common everyday material that affects all of our lives. No idea how they make it. And so I was able to go in and see, oh, that's how they do it. That is pretty amazing. So that's fantastic. And the other piece of it is just the different types of projects that you can work on. I mean, there are some days where it's like, oh, I got another PHA to work on. But then most weeks or most months, it's, you know, you're dealing with, you know, different types of processes and different questions come up and different, you know, different companies are at different parts of their process safety journey and all that sort of stuff. So definitely, I think if you're looking to grow, you're definitely in the right place. So, well, that's fantastic. I think that probably hits everything I wanted. Anything else you want to add to the folks out there who are going to be calling saying, we want Maggie to come to our site to help us?
Don't hesitate to reach out. I'm excited to be here. I'm looking forward to working with everybody. You know, our existing clients, new clients, and I can't wait to, you know, be on this podcast and educate others the way it's educated me. I know I learn just listening to these and even doing a little bit of research for them is a great, great opportunity. So thank you for having me.
It's all about learning. Yeah. You're very welcome, of course. So those of you in the audience, if you are interested in hearing about other team members who we have, we've done this with all the folks who've been on our team over the years. If you are interested, then I can point you to a few different past podcasts. If you want to hear a little bit more about my background, actually, Wesley and I did what we called Episode Zero, which was our first attempt at podcasting, which I haven't gone back and listened to it for a while, so I don't know what it sounds like, but you can learn a little bit more about my background there. Joe, who you've heard on the podcast and also is our wonderful post-production person, as well as doing all sorts of stuff for the company, you can learn about her in episode 30, and we have mentioned Molly a couple of times, and we did the intro podcast with Molly on episode 43. So I do recommend you go back if you haven't heard those, so you can learn more about our team. And if you do have a question or a comment about the episode, any idea for a future episode, a question about anything pertaining to process safety, we'd love to hear from you. You can always send us a voicemail using the link that's in the episode description, or you can send us an email, podcast@amplifyconsultants.com. Our goal here at Amplify Process Safety is to save lives by partnering with companies that handle highly hazardous chemicals to create world-class process safety systems, because we think that these systems help to prevent catastrophic incidents like fires, explosions, and toxic releases, and therefore save lives. Please don't hesitate to reach out to us if we can help you with any part of your process safety journey. And finally, I'd like to thank Maggie for joining us today, and more importantly, for joining the Amplify team.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here, and I can't wait to keep doing more of these.
All right. Well, there will be plenty of more of these for you to do. And for those of you in the audience, as always, I thank you for listening. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be doing this. So thank you. And until next time, be safe out there.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Amplify Your Process Safety. Head to our website, amplifyconsultants.com, to find our show notes and other resources. Thank you for joining us in our mission to ultimately save lives by advancing process safety right here on Amplify Your Process Safety. Until next time.